Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I want to start with something that, okay, it's not a headline. It's just something I noticed that I think needs to get checked out. But yesterday, former President Barack Obama was at the White House. And I was on air, so I didn't really hear the speech and all that. And I guess they were celebrating the anniversary of Obamacare. That makes two of them. Listen. I understand. I love the idea that there's no more pre-existing conditions. I like the 10 essential healthcare necessities that people get. But mind you, we have now high deductibles. We have a mess. And so, yeah, but we'll debate that for another time. But what happened, I guess, at the White House, which I thought was just crushing, it was just sad, is there was so much excitement that President Barack Obama was there that people seemed to ignore Joe Biden. And it was really kind of crushing to see. It wasn't easy. But what I noticed was President Biden has this mole on his scalp. And I know I'm a thyroid stalker. I'm also a mole stalker. And where you get this from as a physician is sometimes these things just kind of call out to you. If a mole catches your eye, just catches your eye, and you're like, why am I focusing on that? There's sometimes a reason for it. And when you're in medicine, and I can't tell you how many times something just popped out at me, and I'm like, I got to get this checked out, and it turned out to be cancer. So when I noticed that I'm watching this video of Biden kind of, you know, trying to kind of, you know, talk to people while everybody is talking to Barack Obama, I just couldn't help but notice this mole on his left scalp. So I decided to kind of look up and see, well, has he always had it? Now, when you look at previous pictures, it doesn't look as large as it did yesterday. Yesterday, it looked almost about a centimeter in size. Whereas in previous pictures, now it could just be he had more hair. Remember, he had hair plugs, and then he had some hair that might have covered it. So it could be that his hair covered it. Or a lot of times guys will cover their sunspots with makeup that also have sunscreen on it. So it could just be that in previous photos he had makeup or more hair. But I got to tell you, I haven't seen it look as large as it did yesterday. So if a mole is evolving and if a mole is changing, that needs to be looked at, and it's melanoma until proven otherwise. Now, it could just be he's always had this mole. It could be a benign nevus. He's always had a mole there. It's just he had hair, so we didn't notice it. No big deal. But if you look at President Joe Biden's previous medical history, he did have non-melanoma skin cancers removed. According to Dr. O'Connor, I think this was back in 2019. This was Dr. Kevin O'Connor. He noticed that he had multiple non-cancerous lesions as well as non-melanoma cancer lesions taken, removed, margins clear. He also had some actinic change. A lot of times as we age, we get these little scaly lesions. They don't look like melanoma. They don't look like dark, round moles. They look more scaly. And those things could be a sign of precancerous, of like a squamous cell carcinoma. But these little actinic changes, we call them actinic keratosis or actinic change, will freeze with liquid nitrogen, or which we call a form of cryotherapy. Biden had that. So in 2019, when he had his physical, he had, I guess, a lot of these procedures done. So he also has atrial fibrillation, which makes me concerned about vascular dementia later, which we'll talk about. But that we've spoken about his physical, but right now I just want to concentrate on his skin. So if Joe Biden has had a history of sun-related skin damage. They call it lentigos. And if he's had a history of non-cancerous skin cancer as well as cancerous skin cancer removed, this is somebody who obviously needs to have routine dermatologic surveillance. And it appears he is. I mean, he's the president of the United States. I'm sure he is. But I got to tell you, that scalp mole, that kind of really stood out to me. And another thing that kind of stood out is when I was looking at the pictures of President Joe Biden's scalp, which wasn't fun, can I just say, there were some pictures showing swelling and redness around the area, as if maybe they did try to treat it in the past. And they treated it by freezing so they didn't have to cut his scalp. All I know is it just looks a little worse. So if our president has melanoma, that's got to get looked at. I'm not saying he does. I'm just saying there was a lesion on his scalp that looks suspicious to me. If he's always had it, my bad. Good. Thank God. I don't want our president having melanoma. That's it. Jimmy Carter having melanoma. Not exactly sure where Jimmy Carter's original lesion was. Jimmy Carter had malignant melanoma, spread to his liver. I believe he had surgery to remove the melanoma from the liver, but then he had four lesions, I think four spreads to the brain, four foci of melanoma that went to his brain. He got treated with immunotherapy, I believe also chemo, and he's still alive and kicking. So if our president, God forbid, does have melanoma, it is does appear to be more easily treatable. Now, I'm a little traumatized, triggered by melanoma because FDR, I believe, had melanoma. They had said FDR died of a hemorrhagic stroke, but if you look at FDR's pictures, when he was younger, he had just a little smudge on his left eyebrow, and then by later in his presidency, it was a bigger smudge. They think that was left eyebrow melanoma. That's what spread to the brain. That's what could have caused the hemorrhagic stroke and FDR to die. So I don't want any president having melanoma. I think this has to get evaluated. Some people had I wrote an article on this. I don't think this necessarily would be the cause of cognitive issues. I'm a little bit more concerned about his atrial fibrillation that might be related. But how do you screen for melanoma? So the signs of melanoma, we go through the ABCDEs. A nice freckle mole that's nice and round, that looks good. But if it's asymmetrical, A, if you cut it in half and one side looks different than the other, that could be a sign of melanoma. B, if the border's not crisp. C, if the color, there's multiple colors. D, if the diameter is greater than 6 millimeters. E, if it's evolving or elevating. And F, if it looks like it's growing fast. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a few weeks ago, I had told you how chemical warfare would happen. If Russia decided to use chemical warfare on Ukraine, how it would, there's multiple ways they could do that. One is just directly dropping chemicals. That's the way everybody thinks. They think, well, chemical warfare, someone's going to spray mustard gas like they did in World War I, you know, drop missiles with chemicals in them, and that would be chemical warfare. That's one way. But other ways is if you have a facility that is operating and it needs, water to cool things down or to shunt things away from rivers, or it has the potential to contaminate a surrounding area, and you prevent those preventions, that could be a form of chemical warfare. But the simplest way for Russia to do it, which we spoke about, is to nail something or attack something that has a chemical that causes a leak. And that is still considered chemical warfare. So a few weeks ago, I don't know if you remember, but an ammonia plant was hit. And this was in the northern Ukrainian town of Novoseletsia. And the Ukrainians were told to seek shelter because Russian forces were shelling, and it caused an ammonia leak at a nearby chemical factory. Well, then yesterday morning, while Vladimir Zelensky was, I think, addressing the UN, I think that was roughly yesterday. No. Well, I'm sorry. The days all blur. But yesterday morning, our time, apparently Ukrainian missiles or fire caused a tank to leak nitric acid. So the governor on Facebook in the area in Ukraine's Luhansk region warned everybody to take cover. And you see pictures of this toxic cloud of nitric acid in the surrounding area. And from what I understand, 24 hours later, still, residents are told to shelter in place. Lock their doors, close their windows, close their screens. All right? That is a form of chemical warfare. The chemical warfare that, you know, has begun. And when, you know, when people say, well, the war has begun or Russia hasn't officially started chemical warfare, everybody thinks that, you know, because of the way we've read in history books, that there's a definite start. And it's like, okay, we're going to do this. And maybe it's because of all the movies with battles. Remember, like in Troy, you saw the Greeks come up, and there, you know, you saw both armies, and then they were ready to fight, and maybe some wars did that, maybe you have an initial parlay, things like that, but that's not how modern wars have been fought, right? Someone invades, then they, you know, pillage, they plunder, they rape, kill, and then we in retrospect go, okay, that's when the war started. So it might not be that Putin goes, okay, we are going to, as of April 6th, start dropping chemicals. Chemical warfare has already begun. When they hit things, either on purpose or accidentally, that end up releasing chemicals that can cause, especially nitric acid, can cause blindness, respiratory issues, skin issues. Just like what we saw with the mustard gas days in World War I, that's chemical warfare. So the governor, Governor Serhii Haidai, warned surrounding residents to take cover. In English, when it's translated, it says, urgent, don't come out of the covers. If you are indoors, close the doors and windows. Now remember, this is a translation. Action on human. Nitrogen acid is dangerous when inhaling, swallowing, and hit on the skin and slime shells. A pair of acids cause an irritating effect on the respiratory tract. Weak poisons show signs of bronchitis, mild bronchiolitis, dizziness, drowsiness. Severe poisoning could cause swelling of the lungs or pulmonary edema. Anti-gas are used to protect against steam and fog of nitrogen acid. Prepare protective face masks soaked with soda solution. Now, my guess is the soda solution is baking soda. Sodium bicarb neutralizes nitric acid, and the chemical composition will make like carbon dioxide and water. So I think the soda he's talking about is baking soda. Nitric acid, by the way, helps make ammonium nitrate, which we use in fertilizers, a lot of industrial uses. So if there's a nitric acid tank, I don't know if it was a Russian nitric acid tank. I don't know if they knew this was by a fertilizing plant. So the Russians like, oh, great, why don't we hit that and it'll cause a chemical leak? Or this could have been just some accident. But either way, it's dangerous stuff. When it gets into the eyes, it could burn your cornea. If it burns your cornea, you could go blind. So you need to flush out your eyes pretty rapidly. You got to get away from the cloud. You got to breathe better air. Flush out your skin. Flush out your eyes. Using a lot of water. Flush the stomach out. He says to keep an eye on the direction of the wind, really waiting for the rain. It will help. Get in touch. Keep an eye out for the information. Now, again, these are translations of it, and so you could see, you could guess what he said. So, you know, last month, multiple leaders have warned us that Russian President Vladimir Putin and his troops could engage in chemical warfare. In fact, President Joe Biden had said that, you know, he will answer in kind. People are like, can you specify that? And I don't know if he was saying that because that was a very simple phrase to say, or if he said he meant, you know, we would attack in kind, meaning, you know, eye for an eye with it. We're still a little confused by that. But, you know, people have been asking, you know, the government, so, okay, this was your red line, now what? And, you know, as I said before, with war, it's not a simple, we're going to do this now. These things might have already been happening for a while. I think they just found bodies with burns on them. And you know, as Ukrainians are able to go into the cities that were occupied by Russia, that were cut off by communication, cut off to reporters, cut off to internet, they were able to see what happened. And I'm telling you right now, this means, you know, based on what we've seen and them knowing to attack, even if it's accidentally, these chemical plants, that's a form of chemical warfare. Now, I don't understand why we're rating chemical warfare worse than others. It's all bad. You know, I don't understand why they're like, okay, well, if Russia commits chemical warfare, then we are going to have an answer for him. They've already been killing, raping, you know, bombing hospitals, a children's hospital the other day. I you know, is chemical warfare worse? Yes, it can be, because it could affect, you know, a bullet hits a bullet, a bomb hits a local area. But, I mean, with, you know, the bigger the bomb, the more the bullets, the more people you hit. Chemical warfare is also extremely dangerous, but which is more dangerous? I think more people die from bullets in wars. So, you know, I understand everybody's like, okay, well, you know what? We're not going to get involved till this. We're not going to get involved till this. And I'm not saying America needs to get involved, but I get nobody wants, you know, to be in World War III. But I keep saying whoever is responsible for preventing atrocities in this world, whatever UN council or UN peacekeeping troops or entity within the United Nations is responsible to prevent carnage as we're seeing and of the atrocities and genocide, I think they have enough proof now that they need to go in and get those people out. I don't understand what we're waiting for. So, you know, we've spoken about the different types of chemical weapons. You've got the nerve agents like sarin gas and VX. You have the blistering agents, which cause irritation to the skin, eyes, respiratory tract, like we saw with mustard gas, Lewisite. And also, there could be argument that nitric acid is a blistering agent. It also could be a choking agent where it affects the respiratory system, causing pulmonary edema, making it difficult to breathe. We see choking agents with chlorine and phosgene. And then there's the blood agents that affect tissues in the body by preventing them from using oxygen. So nitric acid would probably fall under the choking or vesicant blistering agent. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House announced the Fed will continue pausing student debt payments through August 31st. President Biden said in a statement Wednesday, the United States is still recovering from the years-long coronavirus pandemic, necessitating further leniency on loan payments. The government holds the loans, valued at well over $1.5 trillion nationwide. Title 42 is a critical tool for controlling the swell of people rushing our southern border. The Biden administration announced it would remove Title 42 next month. This will allow the Biden administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. Many states already crushed economically because of the strain of their resources are fighting back. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott says he has a major announcement for later today. Senator Mitch McConnell on the Hill.
So we'll need to enter into some kind of agreement to process these amendments in order to go forward with the bill.
USA Radio News. The power is slowly coming back on for thousands of people in the South. Texas has the most power outages at 9,500 after storms tore through, killing one person. A second death was reported in Georgia, where two tornadoes touched down. Alabama, Mississippi, and South Carolina also saw several twisters. All states will be trying to clean up damage as more severe weather is expected to continue through tonight. As the White House continues to not talk about the Hunter Biden laptop, the laptop continues to reveal more incriminating information about Hunter, President Biden, and Communist China.
The investigation into Hunter Biden's finances reportedly might involve his father, President Joe Biden. The New York Post saying one witness was allegedly asked about a 2017 email that referenced money Hunter Biden was setting aside from a Chinese energy company for the big guy. Former business associates of Hunter Biden have previously said that Joe Biden was the big guy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know there's been a lot of confusion on what's going on with Title 42 and COVID packages and COVID relief spending. And so I'll kind of summarize what I understand. So the Title 42 health policy in place gives federal health officials the power during a pandemic to take measures to limit the introduction of communicable diseases into the country. So Title 42 was put in place during the Trump administration. I believe it was originally reversed by Biden, and Biden had to put it back on. Because again, correct me if I'm wrong, or if Title 42 has always remained in place, but Biden had to maintain Title 42 because we were going through all these COVID restrictions here in the United States. People weren't allowed to go back to school, go back to work. And if it was due to there being a COVID pandemic, then Title 42 would then still be relevant, where you don't want people coming from countries that had even more COVID cases than we, such as Mexico or other countries in Central America and South America. So that the Title 42 policy had to basically be, you know, law, such that when we had waves and waves of migrants coming to the United States, because we were trying to limit the pandemic, Title 42 allowed Border Patrol agents to expel them and tell them, look, you can't come in now. We're trying to calm down the pandemic. There's been a lot of controversy over that because, again, as America, we want to be a country that's open to immigrants, you know, where most of us are from immigrants, you know, and so our roots, America's made up of immigrants, obviously, and natives. And so we, you know, we want to have a good immigration policy. The problem is we have much more demand than supply allows. And so Title 42 allowed a reprieve, even though border agents are still exhausted and still overwhelmed, as well as, trying to control a lot of the illegal crossings. It did give at least the federal health officials down there some power to turn people around. Now that President Biden, the Biden administration, well, actually now that the CDC has said, look, since the pandemic is under control, we have medications, we have vaccines, Title 42 doesn't need to still be in effect, then the Biden administration has announced that effective May 23rd, it is going to end the expulsion policy. Is it an expulsion or a prevention policy? Semantics, but basically if somebody comes here and we're dealing with a pandemic and we just can't take on their extra medical issues, Title 42 allows that quote-unquote turnaround or rejection. At the same time, however, the Congress is asking for more COVID-related spending. They want $10 billion in COVID-related spending. And so all 50 Republicans voted against moving forward with the bill unless there was still then the Title 42 health policy in place. So the reason being, their logic was, if Title 42 isn't necessary, if you're saying that the pandemic is in such control now, where it's not a pandemic, that we are completely capable of now having open borders or a much open border and take on the floods of caravan migrants that are coming in, then that means we have, why are we still in pandemic spending mode with COVID? And, you know, I mean, I understand as a doctor, you know, in order for us to stay in control, we need to still do the testing, still have the free vaccines. So I get it. I get it. But the Senate Republicans have a point, too. If we are spending all this money and the faucet is going to still keep, you know, pouring in of people needing that money, when does it end? It's almost as if the law is getting passed because we are anticipating we're going to have to spend a whole lot of money on the border. Now, I don't know much about where we're getting all our money. I mean, at the same token, you know, federal student loans have been, again, deferred in terms of payment. I think that's great for my students. I'm excited for them. But from a fiscal standpoint, where's the trillions of dollars then that were loaned? You know, what... Are we never going to get that back? So I see both sides, and we're going to talk about that. But the the bill to I guess appropriate more COVID funds apparently is going to be tied to the Title 42 health policy. Now I see another option. I see a compromise. Okay, we have other health issues, not just COVID. We are going to be dealing with multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. That's a health crisis. The drug fentanyl and opioid epidemic is a health crisis. So one option is, if there does need to be some more control on the border, allowing agents to, filter through who they think is healthy and safe and non-cartel or criminal, then you could essentially do a Title 42 from a narcotics standpoint. The problem with that is, they're screening, they're seizing fentanyl, but it's a harder argument. But if we are worried about infectious diseases, and we know Ukrainians, have a higher percentage of multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis than other countries. I mean, we want to open that. That's the other problem, too. We want to be there for the refugees of Ukraine, of Afghanistan, of Mexico. So if you do a Title 42, because of the medical issues they could bring, now you're picking and choosing who you based on their country. I don't know. It's tough. We really needed to have a more forceful message to other countries saying, look, we have an immigration policy. You're going to have to go by the book, all right? Because of long lines, because of all the people wanting to come in, because of our X amount of money, X amount of resources. We have tons of our own. We have thousands, maybe millions of homeless individuals, issues of crime, issues with our hospitals being overrun. It's going to take a while for you to gain your immigration status. Keep in mind, it could take months, it could take years. We're going to do our best. That might be the message, rather than come on down. So, yeah, like I said, one other border policy they could use is, there's more than just COVID that's a concern from a medical standpoint. There's other medical issues that we are going to be facing as a result of, millions of migrants coming to our border. And so that might allow Title 42 to still be in place. But I say the Republicans have a point. If we are now appropriating billions of dollars for COVID, and COVID's not an issue, then either why are we appropriating the billions, or then we still have a COVID issue, and then we need to prevent more COVID coming over, and then Title 42. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This story is sponsored by Biologic Design. For the first time, an antibody designed using artificial intelligence will enter human trials in cancer patients, leading the way for new, smarter drugs. Invented by Biologic Design, the new antibody known as AU007 is the first in a series of smart therapeutics powered by AI that has already shown complete tumor elimination in preclinical studies. Yanai Ofran, Biologic Design's founder and CEO.
Biologic Design's platform
uses AI to mimic the way in which the immune system designs antibodies. It allows us to turn human antibodies into smart nanorobots. In essence, we are creating an entirely different kind of drug that has new capabilities. It's a smart antibody that adjusts its activity to what the patient needs at every point in time. Such drugs will be more efficacious and safer.
Biologic Design's novel approach was developed over the last 10 years, ushering in a new era of computationally designed smart drugs. To learn more, visit www.biologic.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on education news, there is a little bit of some drama. And me having been a professor, I'm just kind of shaking my head going, you know, why did this have to happen? So when I would teach students, and I've taught multiple levels of students, whether it was Sunday school, whether it was medical school. And if I would bring up from, you know, medical school standpoint, if a student came into my class late, I wouldn't kick them out. You know, since I know all students by names, I think professors should do that. A lot of them don't. It's hard, you know, and I get it because there's a lot of students. But I, you know, thought it would help. So when the student would come in late, I'd be like, oh, hi, Bob. Yeah. Hi, Bill. Hi, Jen. Did you get your coffee? Okay. Yeah, I just got to give him a little bit of crap. You know, to me, you know, that's punishment enough. You don't have to punish the students. But I get how a teacher wants to have some sort of, they want the respect. And I get how a teacher wants to have some sort of decorum, some sort of protocol. So otherwise, everybody comes in late. So if somebody did come in late or fall asleep in class or whatever, I would, you know, kind of razz them a little bit. And it was playful. It was, and you know, they got their point. And I was very fortunate to have that relationship with the students where they wouldn't be late. And if they were late, you could tell they were sorry. And they were like, and I had like smile about it. And I was like, you know, really, you know, you could see them try to sneak in. And I'm like, okay, wait a second, you know, Bill just came in. Let's all wait for Bill to sit down. Okay, Bill, you comfy over there. Okay, now I can begin. Bill's here. You know, and maybe it's annoying and all that, but it kind of gets the point across. The students know that if they come late after I've started, they're going to get called out, be the focus of attention, so they might as well just kind of show up on time. Piece of cake, I've never had a problem. In my years of teaching, never had an issue. Well, Georgia State University looks like there was an issue. So, at Georgia State University Perimeter College, Newton campus, there were two black students that came in late, about 2 minutes late. And the professor, who's also black, had asked them to leave. The instructor, the professor, is Carissa Nicole Gray. She's an associate professor of English. Now, for any of us who have had English professors, they don't mess around. I've had English professors, and they tell you, look, you're late, don't bother coming in. If you're late to my class, the doors are locked. I've had professors like that. Doors are locked, you can't get in, you're like, my bad, that stinks. It stinks. You know, you're like, gosh, why do they have to be so rough? And, you know, maybe you think of, you know, some other names to call, your professor, but for the most part, that's their rule. They lock the door, you can't come into class. And some of them just say, look, if you're 2 minutes late, it's still an absence. And we have attendance. So if you get X amount of, you know, tardies or absences, you fail the class. Professors do that. That's nothing new. But what I don't know about this one is the professor called the police. So it appears that two students came in a couple minutes late. According to Yahoo News, the students' names are Taylor and Cameron. And Bria Blake, who was a classmate, had spoken about this on TikTok. And she really blasted the professor for actually calling the police on the students when they wouldn't leave. She said two black students had the police called on them today at Georgia State's Perimeter Campus in Newton County for being 2 minutes late to class. You heard me correctly, 2 minutes late to class, and they had the police called on them. When the professor asked them to leave, one of the students responded, we paid to be here. The professor, Carissa Gray, responded, okay, left the room. When she returned with two armed police officers, we're told. Blake then said that a woman cop was one of them, attempted to forcibly remove the students in question. The officer also allegedly threatened Taylor and Cameron with trespassing charges. I mean, this just got... what's the word for when it start, when it just starts to kind of heat up, escalate, and it didn't need to. Then the woman police officer proceeded to hold on to Taylor's things until Taylor agreed to leave. She went down to the advisement center to figure out who she could talk to file a report. She was directed to go to the department head, Professor Mason, who told Taylor that her only two options were either to stay in an environment that she didn't feel safe, or to take an F. Now, obviously that wasn't his exact words, but that was being reported. That was what was inferred. Blake shared that she and Taylor went to file a complaint at the student life department. While there, they discovered that this was not the first time that the police have been called on a student for something irrational. So, you know, then I guess the students were crying because they didn't know what was going to happen to them. You know, Ms. Blake had said, stuff like this cannot keep happening to black youth in America. Stop weaponizing the police against black people. And, again, the professor is black, too. But the concept of police getting called, campus police, you know, where are we going here? So the one thing that we had after the George Zimmerman fiasco, that was, and Trayvon Martin's killing, was the discussion where if there is an issue, you don't take it on yourself to be the law enforcement judge, jury, such as George Zimmerman was accused of doing when he thought Trayvon Martin was trespassing. George Zimmerman felt it was his duty on neighborhood watch, and I don't know who deputized him, to stop Trayvon Martin. It escalates, and then George Zimmerman ends up shooting, saying he feared for his life. So after the George Zimmerman incident, the discussion happened where, look, all right, you guys aren't law enforcement. None of you are. If you feel there's an issue, rather than you getting involved, you get somebody trained to de-escalate. Now, usually with universities, you know, we have campus security. Me, I never really have that issue because, like I said, I handled the late, you know, for me, I'm like, look, you know, I think I handled it well, and we never really had a problem. People respected, people showed up to class, it worked. But, you know, so rather than the professor getting into it with the students, with the rule, she went to campus police. And so the question is who should be the one to de-escalate? Or should these rules be better thought out such that what do you do if there is an issue? I mean, if you are going to lock the doors, then lock the doors, but the doors were open. So the students came in, they sat down to class, they were 2 minutes late. As a professor, I don't care. But for this professor, I get that she cares, and she wants to have that rule, but then the door had to be then closed. Or, I mean, locked, meaning you could still leave if there's a fire, but somebody doesn't come in. And in most, you know, doors, they don't lock now because of safety. So, although they might have locks now because of shelter in place. So, you know, if a teacher says, look, this is what I want for my attendance policy. I want where if somebody comes in late, they then have to leave. You already kind of have a faulty policy because what that means is now you are in your syllabus or you are suggesting that somebody is going to have to be ejected. If you're going to eject someone from your class, yes, you will need security. And since students being tardy is such a common thing, you might need a different policy. So I guess the question we still have is, who should be the ones to de-escalate issues, and how could this have been prevented? I say different policy. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.